Analyst Nabil Al-Samman joining us from Damascus, Syria. Thank you, sir, very much for your patience. I want to talk about what the New York Times has wrote today, saying that the Bahrain turmoil poses a fresh test to the White House. Well, the Obama administration didn't do well in Egypt, did it, by all accounts. Now, Bahrain is also a strategic Arab ally of the U.S., facing this popular uprising. The United States seems to be walking on eggs at this point in time because of Bahrain's, especially because of Bahrain's proximity to Saudi Arabia, another major ally of the U.S. in the region.
I believe, as you said, the American policy in the Middle East is in a shamble now. Obama did not know what to do in Egypt. At the beginning, he said Egypt is an oasis of security, and he supported the regime in Mubarak's regime. Then, when he found out that the wave is against Mubarak, he changed course. This is a serious blow to the American policy in the Middle East. The American thought that stability in the Middle East is forever, and by supporting dictators who can manage their people and give the American what they want, the U.S. will be in a haven. But the American were surprised at what happened in Egypt and in Tunisia. Tunisia is not an important country for the U.S., so they ignore it. But Egypt is a solid country in the area, and it's well known what happened in Egypt happened in the Arab world. This is a fact. We know it from the early 50s. Anything happening in Egypt is being done in the other Arab countries. This is a cradle of the civilization in the Middle East. As far as Bahrain is concerned, I believe that the American now, they don't know what to do. In a way, they see a strong ally losing power in Bahrain. They have the fifth fleet, the base of the sixth fleet, fifth fleet, which control the Persian Gulf and support their armament in Afghanistan and Pakistan. Their military strategy against in Iran now is in doubt now. Any military action against Iran now is over now by this move. Any Arab leaders in the Gulf state will not dare even to talk about moving against Iran. They are concerned what's going on in their own country. The base in Bahrain is a major base. It's the station of the fifth fleet. It is not like a headquarter or anything, and all the ships going to the Indian Ocean, they can be supplied in Manama and Bahrain. So the American policy, as I said, now in a shamble. They don't know what to do in Washington. There are groups in Washington. Some group, they go as far as supporting democracy, but at least by talk. Others, they believe they should put their all their support behind Al-Khalifa family. I believe that we see that the Saudi are supporting the Khalifa family now. No doubt about it that there are report that of Saudi forces in Bahrain now ready to crush any serious move against the royal family. So the American lost, I think, forever in the Gulf. The American fearing not the Bahrain. It's a small island, while it is important, but they are fearing the other neighbors in the Gulf area.